and be like, click yeah. here to enter.
Warning. Or right. like, cat lovers only, click right. here or something. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like, a
I
skeleton.
Think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
Did you see a Snowpiercer?
No, what's Snowpiercer?
It's a movie.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
You should see it. We could talk about that. That's a good movie.
What is it? It's an action movie?
Yeah, it's like a sci-fi movie about the end of the world. And it's a train. There's only one. The world is completely frozen except for this one train that just circles the globe.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see that.
Yeah, it's good. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
It's good.
Bree's all in this big kick to see all the Oscar movies before the Oscars, which is going to be pretty hard.
Yeah, isn't it on Sunday?
Yeah. I saw Whiplash. If you haven't seen Whiplash, you should see
That's
Whiplash.
That's with the drums, right?
Yeah. It is a fantastically made movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go all you want. It's really, really good.
I'm not interested. I don't get to see movies at all, so it's like when I get to see a movie, I want to be entertained. Like, that's all I want. I just want to be entertained.
But, okay. All right. I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, Brady, you're all, you know, being a cinephile and snooty.
Yeah.
And, but what I'm telling you is this movie will have you engrossed from the beginning to the end.
Isn't it just some dude who yells at a kid? Or yeah, and because he doesn't play drums well or something?
That's completely inaccurate of what this movie is about.
I thought that was about. I thought it was about a dude who can't play drums, and it's about. This is what I understood it to be. Like, the deal, I guess, is like, how do you push somebody to do their very best? And you know, is the best way to do that just yelling at a kid and telling him he's not doing very good?
That's I don't know who told you that, but listen, it's essentially it's about a guy who drums very well, and it's about a teacher who wants to make him drum better.
Yeah.
And not just drum better, like, hey man, you should drum better. But yeah. Be the best drummer ever. Not because he thinks the kid, not because he wants the kid to succeed,
right.
But because he wants to be the person who gets somebody to succeed like that. And so he is willing to do anything to get that. And he's a jerk. I mean, but the bottom line is he's also a jerk. He doesn't, right. His motivations are not necessarily.
Good. Right, they're not for the kid, they're for him. He wants to be.
Yeah, and essentially he also has a, I don't want to give the thing away, but it's not like he's like all of a sudden like, yes, I did it. I could do it. It was because of the main character overcoming certain things that did it. It's really a nicely put together film. It's a nice put together film. It's also good jazz drumming. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I just watched I watched Chinatown last night again for like the 50th time.
Mother daughter or sister, whatever it is.
Sister.
She's
my daughter. She's my
whatever it is.
My sister. She's my daughter. She's my sister. She's my daughter, and she's my sister. Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, that movie is that. If you're talking about a great movie, I couldn't get over how great that movie is. I mean, I've seen it a million times. It's really good.
I don't think anybody's ever like, hey, you know what? That's Super Movie Chinatown. Who cares? like everybody's like, you gotta see the movie Chinatown. You're not like, hey, I just saw this movie. No one else knows about it. It's Chinatown. I feel like you're saying that.
No. I'm just saying I watched it a million times. Here's what you're saying. You watch this movie. It's really super great. It's super awesome. But to me, I'm not even interested in it. If I say to you, hey, dude, I just saw this movie. It's about this detective. It's a mystery. It's this great noir piece. And it's like engrossing the entire. You're interested. Yeah, detective movie. Action. That's good.
Yeah, but.
You're telling me, hey, you want to learn? You want to watch a kid learn how to play the drums even better than he could before?
No,
I'm not hooked. I'm not hooked, man. It's not a hook for him.
I mean, do whatever you want. I mean, you can do whatever you want. What do I care if you watch the movie or not? All I'm saying is you're going to miss a really fantastic piece of cinema.
That's fine. I've missed lots and lots of really fantastic pieces of
cinema. I think you would kick yourself. I think you'd watch this film and you'd be like, you know what? Brady was right.
I mean, that's possible. Unless it comes out on Netflix, I'm not going to be able to. I just can't get to the theater anymore.
No, I agree. I agree.
It's just not going to happen.
But when it comes out, you got nothing else. You got none of your action or detective noir movies. You know, do what you have to do.
I'm into that. I mean, I there's two of the greatest movies that I've ever seen. I'm going to say this, Rocky and Chinatown.
Yeah.
Both end on kind of, I mean, without, not what you expect.
That's the 70s. They were making movies in the 70s that did not have happy endings.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Rocky, real life.
I mean, Rocky did have a happy ending. It's not the ending you expect. You know what I mean? It's not like he doesn't get everything.
It's not the Hollywood ending that you would want. Yeah. Right. I mean,
I mean, it's no, oh my gosh, Easy Rider. Easy Rider is also another one that, like, the ending of Easy Rider is, like, bizarre.
Well, yeah. I saw Easy Rider for the first time in college, and. I mean, spoiler alert, Easy Rider's ending is the first thing you see. You see an explosion.
Yeah, I know.
And from there, it just goes downhill. I mean, it's just.
I'm thinking too, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's not a happy ending.
No. No, there was the period. It was, now I'm going to sound like. Listen, I'm not a cinema studies person, but.
Got your friend Mike Prince.
I should get Mike Prince. He would definitely know more about the history of cinema. I was just like, I just want to make stuff. But most people were like, you know, new stuff. I mean, there was a period of the 70s. I mean, Bullitt. Look at Bullitt.
Yeah.
I mean, Bullitt is just like a gray kind of like police drama. Yeah. And French Connection. I mean, like nobody.
Oh, French Connection's good too. Yeah, that's not a really.
No, nobody like win. Like, there's no winning. That's the point. Yeah. The point is, no one wins.
Man,
someone does a little bit better than the other person or whatever, but there's no one wins.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I just said that I like to go to the movies to be entertained, but I guess maybe I don't know the movies that stick with me the most are the ones that are, you know, the endings aren't something that you'd expect.
Yeah. So what I would say to you. What I would say to you is go see Whiplash. I mean, Whiplash has
Sleepaway Camp.
Listen, the ending that you think Whiplash has, I think you would be surprised about it.
I guess, but I don't know. I'm not gonna. What other movies are up for Oscar that I haven't seen?
Oh, I have no
idea. I haven't seen any. So what other movies are up that you've seen?
I've seen Whiplash. That's about it. That's the only thing, and that's gonna win. It should win best editing because it was amazing. The editing, the editing in that was fantastic. And now I sound even like it. Like everybody's like, well, thank God no one listens to the Shotcast because everybody'd be like, of course, Brady, like cinema snob, you're thinking about the editing of a film. That's no one even cares about. editing, best editing. But it is.
I think people do care. I mean, I was watching Chinatown last night. The reason I was watching Chinatown was Heidi's new job. She works with a teacher, Mrs. Getz. And I was like, Getz. And it's I was like, Getz, I think that's his name, Jake's name in Chinatown. And it happens to be it's Geddes. It's Geddes.
Right.
But except when he's talking to John Huston. And, John Huston is kind of purposely calling him Gitz.
Right.
And it's kind of like this whole grading thing. And you can tell it's grading on Jake. But another thing I noticed in that movie is that they say, like, everybody is like Mr. Geddes or Mr. Mrs. It's all this like really formal thing. And I saw an article about how like everything is just like so informal nowadays. Like everybody gets called by their first name. It's like that drives me insane. Like I need to go back to like the Mr. thing.
What, you want to be Mr. Shoemaker? I mean, it's funny because when I go into classrooms, everybody's like, "This is Mr. Shoemaker." Like the teacher. Right. I mean, that's the one thing. Like teachers are really into that.
Yeah,
they're always calling Mr. and Mrs. I mean, that's just it's a little bit for respect. And but I've noticed nowadays if you go into schools and I think Meg experienced some of this too. And when I was student teaching, I experienced it. But it was they called you just Mr. They didn't call you by your last name.
Just Mr.
And
Mr.'s fine.
Well, one of my teaching mentors, she insisted that the kids call me Mr. Shoemaker because she wanted them to like give me this, like you can learn this person's last name. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, give him the respect. He's new here. He's trying to do, you know, teach.
Yeah.
So it was just because it takes away the respect then, I think, the teachers feel. If everybody's called Mr. or Mrs., then you don't have to know your teacher's name. You know what I'm saying?
Where do you stand? Do you mind if someone calls you Brady or like?
No, I usually have the students call me Brady because I go in. I'm the cool like teacher going in. I'm the visiting.
Yeah, man.
I'm the cool guy.
I don't
guy.
Know. I don't want to be even at a restaurant and have the waitress or waiter come over to me and be like, "Hey, hon," or like. You know,
oh, come on.
Hey, what can I get?
Are you in
the... Sir is fine. Like, sir is great. Hey, sir, what can I do for you?
Or, sir is fine.
Can I get you something, sir? Not hun or love or darling or baby or any
I don't mind any of that. What I don't like is when they come over and they try to be your best friend or whatever. Like that. Yeah. Like, hey, if you're like a waitress at like a... Listen... New Jersey's full of diners. I go to diners. They come over and they say hon or whatever. That's fine. But if I go to Applebee's and they're like kneel, I hate when they kneel and they're like, "Hey, what does everybody want?"
Yeah, or they sit down at the same table. It's like, "Hey, man, you don't need to be sitting down at my booth." and look, let me just get this out. Let me just say this: like you and I both worked in the service industry.
Yes,
we didn't wait tables, but we were even below that. We were busboys.
Right.
So, I mean, okay, look, we work for tips. I get it. But I'm just saying, you know, like I really don't need this. I don't need to be on super friendly terms. Like, I don't know. Just and just come over, take my order. We'll have a few pleasantries. If something's nice, I'll say it. I don't want this person sitting down at my table not being like, "Oh, I'm just going to remember everything that you tell me." No, don't remember everything.
I was like, please write this down.
Yeah.
My memory is bad. I can't do that. I'm sure you have like an excellent memory and you're like one of these people that go to the competitions that remember stuff. That's great. But you know what? Just write it down to make me feel better. Because if it comes back and it's wrong, guess what? It's not my fault.
I know,
and it's probably not the cook's fault. You know whose fault it is? The guy who didn't write it down.
You're not impressing me, or I'm not going to be like, "Oh, this guy deserves like five extra dollars. He memorized the whole order. I don't get it, man. Just like write it down. Write it down. And like I said, I tip well. I understand that it's a hard thing to do. We both, like I said, both worked in the food industry.
Yeah.
But man, like that just, man, can you imagine at Fantini's, somebody like you as a server or as a bus person not calling somebody like sir or something like that? Like no. Fantini's was formal.
No, it was totally formal.
That's why you went there.
I mean, people went there and they expected to be like, you know, called sir and respect it. I mean, it was respect there. Nice. Like you sit down, you're not sitting down there with your friends. You're going there to have a nice meal. You know, the wait staff got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Busboys were incredibly handsome.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you went there for the busboys.
That's basically the reason why you went there.
You went there to see the busboys. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, that was Mr. Fantini running that place with an iron fist. Like he did not want that. That was like old school that he brought in.
Yeah, I didn't mind that, man.
What did the bartender always say? And I...
You worked in the bar more than I did.
Yeah, he would always say... what'd he say?
Oh, what'd he say? Yeah, what'd he say?
I don't know. You know, as a high schooler, if somebody says, hey, Brady, what'd he say? I'm like, I don't know what I say to that. Like, how do you respond to that?
I know. That's right. That's what... Because I think of that still. Like when, you know, when I'm like talking to somebody, it's like, hey, what'd he say? I don't know. Like,
I know. It's ridiculous. But it, like, you know what? It gives that person you're a one up already. Yeah. Like you start the conversation, the other person has already one upped you.
Right. Because you don't have anything to say.
Because you don't have anything to say. Yeah.
Oh, well, good old Fantini's. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, I hate to get, I didn't want to get all, but that bothers me. I like to be called Mr. or Sir.
Yeah, but you're in that place. Like, I don't mind being called Brady. My students could call me Brady. That's fine. They do.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but they're younger than you are.
Yeah. Well, not all of them. I do teach adults.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But the students can, I mean, the K through 12 kids call me Brady. It's no big deal. Anyway, yeah.
So what did you do with Romy today? You said you were playing with her all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just playing with her. Just like, you know, we've been doing a lot of hide and seek lately.
Oh, she's into hide and seek.
Yeah. So like... She only hides in one place, so it's kind of easy to find her. But she just wants to hide in that place. She'll be like, Romy, hide, Romy, hide. And so you count to 10.
Right.
And then you go pretend you don't know where to look.
You only give her 10?
Well, yeah, she only needs 10 seconds to get to where she needs to go.
Oh, okay.
She hides under the table.
That's not even a good spot to hide.
It's, I mean, to be fair, our table is pretty good to hide under. So we play hide and seek a lot today.
How long do you go without like, I mean, could you just theoretically let her hide under the table and you'd like read a book or something? Or like, do you have to be like actively making it known that you're looking for her?
I think I have to actively do it because I'd be like, so I'll go into the kitchen and I'd be like, where's Romany? I'd be like, is she in the bathroom? And then I hear a voice from under the table be like, no. And I'll be like, is she in the bedroom? No. So, I mean, she kind of helps me out, but.
I mean, that's not really hide and seek.
It is to her.
I can remember playing hide and seek as a kid and hiding in the laundry chute. That was like the best.
Oh, yeah, because you put all the clothes on top of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one could ever find you.
Yeah, it was the best. Yeah. I remember being, that's the one thing, like when we babysat or whatever, when someone come over, I always thought that was cool. Like
to play hide and seek.
Well, we play hide and seek all the time. Remember when we get babysat, although we didn't get babysat that much.
I don't remember playing hide and seek all the time.
Yeah, I remember. And then also getting pizza. Like that was great, man.
I really don't remember the only time I ever remember somebody came over and babysat, and I think her name was Janelle.
Yeah, it was Janelle or Doreen.
It might have been Doreen, but I think it was Janelle. We stayed up and watched Tales from the Crypt. Stay up and watch Tales from the Crypt, and I was a young king.
Was it the hot tub?
It was the hot tub one.
Oh, I totally remember that.
And it's not really scary, but no. I was like, oh my God, this is the scariest thing. And I still remember it. I mean, it's still in my brain.
Yeah, once you said that, I totally remember it too. It's the premise of like these people are coming, like there's travel, like there's a house or something that's out in the woods, and like, these old people come by. No, the old people own the house.
Yeah.
And people come by and
they're hiking or something.
Yeah, they take them in for a bit and then, you know, have them a hot tub. But the hot tub's really like boiling water. It's like soup. They make soup out of these.
Well, no, the thing is they're really nice to them. And I remember one thing in particular. The old man said, they were talking about like animals and how they don't eat meat or something. Or animal meat, right? And he's like, we don't eat it because the animals are too scared. They get scared, and then the meat tastes bad.
Oh my gosh, you know.
And so when they're in the hot tub at the very end, they're like, oh, this is great. And it's, I guess the theory of the show was like, it's the old boil the frog and raise the temperature. So anyway, they start stirring in vegetables, and says something about, he refers to that again because they were really nice to the people so that their meat wouldn't be bad because they were scared.
Man, I am totally remembering this as well. I see. I probably don't remember this because I was probably like at that point I was probably passed out with fear.
You were probably good. Behind me, and I was being forced to watch it, being like, I why am I watching this?
Well, Meg, I'm sure she couldn't have been up, right, at that point?
I bet Meg was up. Meg was probably like, whatever, this isn't even scary. It was us that was probably scared, more scared.
See, I didn't even remember it. Now I'm being traumatized. I remembered happy things, like playing hide and seek and eating pizza.
Yeah, I remember the scary Tales from the Crypt, man.
I don't think it was.
That was like a big deal.
It wasn't Tales from the Crypt. It was Stories from the Other Side, or
it was like Tales from the Crypt.
No, what was the other thing? Not the Twilight Zone. Do not adjust your TV set. It's another thing.
I mean, there was a Friday the 13th. Show on.
No.
Friday the 13th. Let's just say this. Friday the 13th show was like a, probably inspired that story I wrote a while ago. It was basically a shop where people would go in and they'd buy these trinkets, and then the story of the trinket would be revealed, and it would be these very, as a kid, scary kind of situations, like a Twilighty Zone thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. It wasn't called Friday the 13th show. It was
It was something to have to do with Friday the 13th.
No, I think it had something to do with like Beyond the Tales from the Beyond the Other Side.
I don't know. My gosh. Whatever it was, that was not the Tales from the Crypt. Was the story of the hot tub. The other scary stuff.
Yeah, but Tales of the Crypt was that was first HBO, and then we never saw Tales from the Crypt.
No, it was like a late night Tales from the Crypt thing that we saw.
Right, but it's not Tales of the Crypt. It's something. It's.
It was on the Friday the 13th thing was on Channel 29 at like whatever time.
Oh man, this is driving me crazy.
And by the way, I just saw, speaking of Twilight Zones being freaked out, we get like, there's a channel here that's like, you know, old TV or whatever, and they run Twilight Zone episodes, and it was the one with the dummy.
Oh yeah, yeah, that comes alive
and then turns into the I don't know, the ventriloquist then turns into the dummy that the dummy operated at the very end. That was on. I was like, why am I seeing this? I gotta get out of this room.
I can't watch, dude. I am so bad with TV. I can't watch any scary things anymore.
I mean, Twilight Zones are good, but there are some they creep you out.
This is something that I've noticed. Like, I might have mentioned this before, but Spencer, my dog, he used to not like nothing used to bother him. Like specifically thunderstorms.
Right.
He didn't have any problem with thunderstorms. Now, if it even like looks like a thunderstorm, he starts like shaking and freaking out, and like, because as he gets older, he gets more scared of things.
Right.
I think it's like a mortality thing.
That's you, basically.
It's me. I'm turning into a dog.
You just think about something scary and you start shaking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, I'm constantly shaking. Oh. Oh, man. Tales from the... No, it was...
I think it was called... It was Tales from the Crypt.
It wasn't Tales of the Crypt. I'm telling you, man. I've never been more serious in my entire life. It was not Tales of from the Crypt. It was like beyond.
It was Friday the 13th. It was some kind of Friday the 13th show.
It wasn't. No.
Because
there's no such thing as Friday the 13th show.
Yes, there is a Friday the 13th show, because I always thought like, oh, Friday the 13th meant Jason Voorhees, but right. It wasn't. It was Friday the 13th. It was like a Friday the 13th show.
Okay. I know we normally don't do this, but I'm looking Friday the 13th show up right now.
Fine, do it.
There was no Friday the 13th show.
It was a Friday the 13th show, and it was people went into this like consignment shop or something, and they would pick things out, and then the story would be about that.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. There's nothing that is biting on that.
The other thing I remember when I was a little kid seeing is the Twilight Zone, like the new Twilight Zone, which was much scarier.
Okay, there's the Friday the 13th, the series.
Yes, that's it.
No, but that was what it was called?
Friday the 13th, the series. That's what it was called.
1981.
Yes.
No, no. 1987 to 1990.
That would be it. That's it. What's the description?
I'm trying to find that right now, but there's too much going on in my internet. It's like my internet's the worst, man.
Anyway,
not what I'm talking about.
The other episode that I remember clearly was the episode of the drunk driver that crashes and then gets trapped in the bar forever.
Yes. Oh, that I remember. That's the new. That was the new Twilight Zone.
That was the new Twilight Zone, which were much kind of eviler. I'm gonna say evil because the Twilight Zones weren't evil necessarily. Every once in a while, they had like an evil, but like these were evil.
Yeah, but
with the button. Remember the one with the button?
Yeah, but that was a real Twilight Zone. I thought that. Well, first of all, that's a Stephen. Was that a Stephen King short story?
I don't know if it was. I don't know what it was. All I know is like you get a button.
Right, right.
You get a box with a button on it, and you can press the button. And the thing is, if you press the button, you can kill somebody. You don't know that person.
Right.
But you have the power to like kill somebody. Right. So if you don't press the button, no big deal. If you do press the button, you kill somebody.
I thought you got money too.
I don't know. All I remember is like the last thing is like the person comes to take the button away, and the guy's like, well, who are you going to give that to? And he's like, don't worry, you won't know him.
Yeah.
And then you're like, chill, it goes down your spine.
Dude, I'm like freaking out right now. I'm like in a dark room and there's like a door behind me. I'm like, now I'm freaking out. I can't even get the Friday the 13th.
The internet's dead.
The internet's dead. I kid you not, there's something at the door right now, like scratching at the door. It's probably the cat, but who knows, man? Like, I don't know. I'm freaking out. Okay, here it is. Friday the 13th, the series. Let me read it to you.
You don't have to, but because I know exactly what it is.
The series follows Mickey and Ryan, owners of an antique store, and their friend, Jack Marshak, as they try to recover... Oh, they try to recover the cursed antiques and put them safely in the store's vault.
Ah.
I do remember this now. Jason Voorhees is not making an appearance. But I am telling you, the one... What's the one that says, do not adjust your TV set?
You can't do this on television?
No. Although that is... Yes, no, that is a good show. I'd rather be talking about that than what we are talking about.
I don't remember that. I mean, I vaguely remember something about that, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like Tales from Beyond or something. That's the soup one.
Maybe it is. Maybe Tales from Beyond. That might be.
I'm looking up Tales from Beyond right now, but it's going to take me another 10 minutes.
All right, you might be right with that. It might not be Tales from the Crypt, but I mean, I think the Crypt Keeper was in it though.
No, that you're thinking of that other the actual movie Tales from the.
Well, remember that movie? The movie with the cat at the end?
Yeah, yeah. And the gargoyles?
Yeah.
What was the other one? Was cat, gargoyle?
Oh, the gargoyles. Yeah, I remember the gargoyles.
I don't remember the other
one. The cat guy was like, wasn't that like, shoot, I don't remember the first, I don't remember it. Anyway, I'll have to look that up. That wasn't Tales from the Crypt though, was it?
Yeah, that was the movie. Tales from the Crypt, like the movie.
But the Tales from the Crypt, the movie, there was one with Stephen King in it.
What?
And there was one where he got buried in the sand up to his neck and then the tide started coming in.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Now you're just making stuff up.
I'm not. He got like buried in up to his neck and then the tide started to come in.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
In sand.
This was,
that was
a movie?
One of them. That was probably Tales from the Crypt. Maybe there's a one and a two. There's probably one and a two.
There's probably one and a two, but I'm just telling you, it's not.
There was one where Stephen King finds a meteorite, comes crashing into the earth.
This is nothing I've seen.
Well, it's definitely a Tales from the Crypt.
The only Tales from the Crypt I've seen are the one with the gargoyle and the cat and something else. There's three of them, but I don't remember.
It must be two.
I don't know. I remember watching it at Justin Alderfer's house.
Oh, that's a good call. I don't remember what house we watched that, but we definitely
watched it. We saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original, and then Tales from the Crypt.
That's a good night. And we probably had pizza.
And I'm sure we had pizza. And someone probably got dragged around by their little toe or whatever. No, that was
it was the big toe. I got dragged by, that was Brian Hammond's house. And my toe is still dislocated from that. Anyway. No. All right. Well, that's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.